light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, The most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very beautifully reported to have said a narration in Majma'u Zawaid Sharif. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَكَّلَ بِقَبْرِي مَلَكًا أَعْطَاهُ أَسْمَاعَ الْخَلَائِقِ فَلَا يُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ أَحَدٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا أَبْلَغْنِي بِإِسْمِهِ وَإِسْمِ أَبِيهِ هَذَا فُلَانُ بْنُ فُلَانٍ قَدْ صَلَّى عَلَيْكَ Nabi Sallam says, Indeed, Allah has assigned an angel at my grave who has been given the power to listen to all of the creation's voices. Thus, until the day of judgment, whoever sends salat upon me, that angel will present to me that person's name and his father's name, that so-and-so, son of so-and-so, has sent salat upon you. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayka. Ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, salatu wa salamun alayka. Ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Nurallah. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Khushamdeed. Welcome to one and all to another beautiful episode and silsila of the series, The Light of Guidance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the many good intentions, few good intentions is inshallah whatever we learn today, we will try and act upon it. And inshallah azza wa jal, we will try and pass the message on to others as well. Inshallah, inshallah. Before we begin, let's listen to a faith refreshing parable. Urwa bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates the following from his father. He says, one day, Waraqa bin Nawfal, who was the paternal cousin of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is the blessed wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers as well. So one day, her cousin Waraqa bin Nawfal, he passed by Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, while Sayyidina Bilal was being beaten. And the reason why he was being beaten, why he was being hit, was because he accepted Islam, because he became the slave of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So even in this state, whilst he was being beaten, whilst he was being hit, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was saying, Ahad. Ahad means Allah is one. Allah is one. Allah, Allah, Allah. Waraqa bin Nawfal saw this and said, Bilal, continue to mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then addressed Umayyah bin Khalaf, the individual who was beating Sayyidina Bilal, and said, I swear by Allah, if you martyr him because of this, if you make him shaheed because of this, and because he is proclaiming, because he is mentioning the oneness of Allah, he is mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I will make his shrine to attain mercy and blessings. One day, when the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, passed by Sayyidina Bilal, and those people who were treating him, and those people were treating him in the same manner as Waraqa bin Nawfal saw. The leader of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Maulana, Afdalul Bashri Ba'd al-Anbiya bi-Tahqiq, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, addressed Umayyah bin Khalaf and said, Do you not fear Allah Almighty regarding the matter of this poor individual? How long will you continue to torture him? For Umayyah responded, You have spoilt him. Save him from this pain that you observe. Hence the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I have slaves who are healthier and stronger than Bilal. Give me Bilal and take them. Ahaha, subhanallah. He responded, I accept. As a result, the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, gave Umayyah his slave took Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and set him free. Aha! What a beautiful incident mentioned in Hilyatul Awliya. And from this incident, there are so many lessons which we learn. But a few lessons I want to keep in front of you. First and foremost, the difficulties which the Sahaba Ikram, which the people of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even the Ahl Bayt Athar, the companions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the difficulties they went through, the hardships they faced, the torture they faced, the punishments they faced, the toughness they had to face just because of accepting Islam and accepting Allah and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and believing in Allah and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is a very beautiful lesson for all of us, that today Alhamdulillah we have received Islam on a golden platter. We didn't have to work hard, we didn't have to go through any punishment, we didn't have to go through any torture. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Ta'ala. Yes, there are many places in the world where people are being tortured because of their acceptance in the oneness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But alhamdulillah, I'm speaking about majority of the Muslims, there is no problem at all. We are living in a world where, you know, there are every religion and every person practices their religion, and alhamdulillah, you know, in South Africa as well and many parts of the world, there are no restrictions. So you are a Muslim, you can claim you are a Muslim, you can say you are Muslim, you can practice your religion, alhamdulillah, perform salah, pay zakat, go for hajj, and there are no restrictions, there's no stopping, there's no problems, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. But these Sahaba Ikram went through those difficulties. And for what? They didn't see Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They didn't see Jannat and Jahannam. The only reason was they made the didar and the ziyarat of the face of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Mubarak and blessed face. And that was enough to assure them and give them the assurance that be rest assured, inshallah, you are successful in this world and in the hereafter. And that one glimpse on the Mubarak chehra, the Mubarak face of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was enough, was a certificate that there is Jannah, there is Jahannam, there is Allah, the angels are existing. All of this they believed because it was coming from the Mubarak mouth of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is why when they accepted, when they believed, when they loved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they became Sahaba Ikram, they became those personalities that until Qiyamah, there is no Wali, no Ghas, no Qutub, no Abdal, no Qalandar, no one who can reach their level and their maqam because they have received that martaba from the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The amount of sacrifices they went through, we are not going through those sacrifices. That is why they know what is Islam. They know what the beloved Prophet is. They know who the beloved Prophet is. They know, you know, what is the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Today we are in the comfort of our homes, in the luxuries of our homes, in the luxuries of our palaces, of our cars, of this and that. And still we have no value. Maybe that is why we have lost the value and the true essence of Islam. We do not know what a great bounty this Islam is because we have been given this Islam without any hardship, any difficulty. But ask these Sahaba Ikram, ask Sayyidina Bilal Habshi, ask Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, ask Umar Farooq, ask Usman Ghani, ask Mawla Ali, and ask them that what is Islam, and they will define Islam for you. They will tell you that this is what Islam is, this is the bounty of Islam. So you must thank Allah Ta'ala that, you know, you have been given everything, we have been given everything, you know, basically on a golden platter, and still we are not, you know, benefiting from it. Still we are not instilling the teachings of Allah and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts. Then we need to ask ourselves, then what are we doing for Allah and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Those sacrifices we didn't do and we are not doing. Those qurbaniya, those hardships, those difficulties we have not faced and we are not facing. Then can't we take out 5-10 minutes to go and perform salah? Can't we take out a few rands to pay our zakat? Can't we take out a few rupees, dollars, pounds, whatever the currency is to pay the zakat? If hajj is fard, can't you take out the expenses and go for hajj? Can't you give sadaqah? Can't you give khairat? Can't you give lillah? Can't you keep the fast of Ramadan? These things which Islam is asking you to do. The qurbaniya, the sacrifices you didn't do. at least those things which are compulsory and necessary upon you, do those things and earn the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first lesson which we learn from the incident of Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that, you know, they weren't going to leave Islam. They were ready to sacrifice the life, jaan le lo, alright, take everything. But we are not going to leave Allah and His beloved Rasul. We're not going to leave this daman, this domain, this court. We are here. We're going to remain here. We are going to die here. But we're not going to leave. Do whatever you want to do. This was the Sahaba Ikram and their jazba and their passion. Jazba imani, the passion which they had for the love of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so, this is one beautiful lesson. The second lesson which we obviously learn from this is the generosity of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That without thinking, he gave his best slave, his good slave, his healthy slave, and he took Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi, and that too didn't keep him as a slave, took him and set him free for the pleasure of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, no one wealth has benefited me as much as the wealth of Abu Bakr has benefited me. مَا نَفَعْنِ مَالُ أَحْدٍ قَطُّ. At all, no one's wealth has benefited me. The amount of benefit which I received from the wealth of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Alhamdulillah, and Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar is a topic that if we have to discuss, Allah, then Siddiqi Akbar, Ashiqi Akbar, Khalifa Akbar, everything will start, and inshallah we are going to, you know, it'll be a separate topic, so we're not going to go there, inshallah, azzawajal. But this shows us the generosity of Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar. Also the sacrifice which he has given for Islam. These were the people who were basically the pillars in the beginning stages to strengthen Islam, to support Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why their maqam, their martaba, their status are high amongst the other Sahaba ikram. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Ta'ala for allowing us to learn from their beautiful lives and lifestyles. The third beautiful lesson we obviously learn is standing for haqq. This is corresponding to the first lesson, that the amount of sacrifice they went through, but they stood for haqq. They knew they were on haqq and they stood for it. No matter whatever happens, we are not going to give up. This is the same lesson which we learned a few days ago in the incident of Karbala, that Sayyidina Imam Ali Maqam Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, who stood for haqq. And he made a decision that I am on the deen of my nana, and the deen is haqq, my nana is haqq, we are on haqq, and that is what we are going to stand for. That's the same teachings which the Sahaba Ikram practiced and acted upon, you know, many years ago, when they said that whatever happens, yes, we are in minority, we are less at the moment, but there will come a time where Islam will prevail. Everyone is going to accept that Islam is the true religion. Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. And everyone is going to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Subhanallah. And those sacrifices which they made, today we are enjoying the fruits. We are enjoying those beautiful bounties and blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it was their rock stands and stance which they said that whatever happens, we are standing for haqq, we will continue standing for haqq. And this brings us towards the fourth lesson, which is steadfastness, istiqamat. And this we discussed last week as well, when we listened to the lessons from Karbala. And one of the lessons is istiqamat, the steadfastness which Sayyidina Imam Hussein had. It is the same steadfastness which we see in the lives of the Sahaba Ikram, that they had the steadfastness, no matter whatever happens, we are going to remain, we are going to have istiqamat on the deen of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallam. Difficulties came and went, problems came and went, hardships came and went. Alhamdulillah, Islam remained. Islam is here, Islam was here, Islam will always remain. And this is all due to the sacrifice which those blessed personalities, the Sahaba Ikram, the Ahl Bayt Athar, gave for the sake of Islam, for to uphold the teachings of Islam. Subhanallah, we thank Allah Ta'ala that He has granted us these giants of Islam, these great personalities who sacrificed everything, their wealth, their children, their family, their everything, just for the sake of Islam. Today, if we are gaining any bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, then any bounty which you receive, you must keep in mind that every bounty we are receiving in Islam, somehow the chain links towards these Sahaba Ikram. who sacrificed everything for the deen of Allah and the beloved Rasul. Definitely we are receiving the bounties. So there is no if there, that if we are receiving the bounties, definitely we are receiving. So every moment you must thank Allah Ta'ala to keep you on the path in which you are showing respect and the utmost respect towards the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahlul Bayt Athar. Make dua that may Allah Ta'ala through their sadaqah, may Allah Ta'ala enable us to also have some steadfastness. This istiqamat is a gift. We perform salah one day, second day, third day we chutti. Next 2-3 weeks there's no salah. Then we start again, then we leave. We keep 1-2 rozas, we leave. We pay our zakat 1 year, next year we leave. You know, there's no istiqamat. There is no continuity. There is no chain of actions happening one after the other. That is what we need to bring in our life. Al-istiqamatu fawqa al-karama. Istiqama is above the karamat. The biggest karama you can perform is to have istiqamah and have the steadfastness. Once you have steadfastness, Allah Ta'ala will open your ways. You will see how you will be successful in this world and in the hereafter as well. Subhanallah. We will inshallah azza wa jal take a short break and listen to a beautiful kalam. And as soon as we return, we will carry on our wonderful discussion regarding Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Dear Islami bhaiyon aur Madani channel ke nazreen, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, bachpan mein jo mujhe yaad padta hai, zindagi mein sabse pehle agar maine koi naat padhi thi, to woh yahi naat thi jo aaj main aapke samne ek bar phir pesh kar raha hoon.
Kis tarah paon rakhe ya sahibe basirat, sahibe basirat. Kis tarah paon rakhe ya sahibe basirat. Aankhein bichhi hui hai har jaan teri gali mein, duniya teri gali mein, ukba teri gali mein.
اب کہاں چلے
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ سردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ
اقدس کا نظارہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ
صدا قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ.
Alhamdulillah, 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 MashaAllah. Welcome back to our silsila. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wonderful kalam, Madinah ka safar hai, aur mein namdida, namdida, Allah, 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 Allah. And if someone listens to this kalam from the bottom of his heart, and he really focuses on the words, on the phrases, on the couplets, on the ash'ar, and subhanallah, you know, he just says, Allah, Allah, what a feeling that is, you know, expressing when a person is in the court of the beloved Rasul, going to the court of the beloved Rasul, when he is there, when he is leaving. What's the different situations in a person's heart? You know, the excitement of going, the happiness when you are there, the emotion when you are there, and obviously the sadness when you leave. All of these emotions have their own unique experiences. And, you know, it is something which only those who have went through it, they will be able to explain. And tell you, make dua through the sadaqah of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi, through the sadaqah of Sayyidina Imam Ali Maqam, and all the Sahaba Ikram, Ahl Bayt Athar, through the sadaqah of the great Sahaba Ikram, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Usman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra, Sayyidina Khadija, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, Sayyidina Maymuna, Sayyidina Umm Habiba, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, Sayyidina Abu Sufyan, Sayyidina Hind, and all these great Sahaba Ikram, Sahabiyat, may Allah through their sadaqah and wasila take us all, inshallah, to the beloved court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for Hajj, for Umrah. Before the break, we just mentioned a beautiful incident of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and obviously the lessons, the steadfastness, the istiqama, the standing for haq, and the sacrifices which the Sahaba Ikram went through. A brief introduction of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Bilal was a slave of the Banu Juma tribe. His name was Bilal. His father's name was Rabah, and his mother's name was Hamama. His kunya means his patronymics are Abu Abdullah, Abu Abdul Karim, Abu Abdul Rahman, and Abu Amr. He was famous by the titles Muazzinur Rasul and Sayyidul Muazzinin, means the leader, the master of those who give azan. In this regard, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Bilal is a good person and the leader of those who give azan. He is classed amongst those fortunate people who accepted Islam at an early stage. Sayyidina Bilal would worship in solitude. He was a man of virtue and generosity, and he was the slave of the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Bilal was persecuted greatly because of accepting Islam, and he was the Prophet's treasurer. He loved the Prophet ﷺ and would take the lead in performing good deeds. He had utmost reliance and belief in Allah Almighty, as we have witnessed from the incident we mentioned before the break. He was sincere in his belief in Islam and had a pure heart. When the heat would intensify in the afternoon, Umayyah bin Khalaf would bring him out, lay him on his back on the sandy grounds of Makkah, Allah Allah, call for a boulder and place it on his chest. Despite being a victim of this tremendous suffering, he would proclaim, Ahad. Ahad means Allah is one, Allah is one. He, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, passed away in 20 years after Hijrah, in 20 AH. Allah, 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 Allah. Sayyidina Amr bin As, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, states, one day I passed by Sayyidina Bilal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was being tortured with his body laid down on the burning ground. The heat was so severe that if a piece of meat was placed on the ground, it would be roasted. Allah, 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 Allah. But look at the sabr of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Today people go for Umrah, go for Hajj, with all the luxuries, with the ACs, with the air cons, with the marble, with the you know, coolness, with the fans, with the wind, with every luxury, with the cold water, with Zamzam present everywhere. And still people say, you know, it is very hot day, you know, it is so difficult, you know, this problem, that problem, Allah, a'udhu billah. You know, you know, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he says that you are complaining about the heat, you're complaining about the difficulties which you had to go through. He says, oh person, ye to dekh azimat kidhar ki hai. Look at the place where you have been. It's not a place to complain. You know, just thank Allah Ta'ala for this bounty that He has called you, na, that is sufficient. The worries, the difficulties, the things you are going through is nothing. If you cannot handle that, and what love are you claiming that you have for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Look at these personalities. The sabr, that on the grounds of Makkah and Medina, when the heat was so severe, that a piece of meat, if it were to be placed on the ground, that piece of meat would be roasted and cooked. On that ground he is laid on his bare back, but no clothes, no jacket, no kurta, no jubba, bare back, with a stone on his shoulder, and still the word he is saying is Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Today, which difficulty me and you are going through? Financial problems, family problems, this difficulty, that difficulty, anything small, we start saying, you know, I wonder what gunah I did because of which Allah Ta'ala is putting me in this difficulty. Al-A'azu Billah, didn't your tongue fall out from your mouth before you uttered these words? Sometimes people even go and utter kufr and statements of disbelief just because they are going through some problems. Aisa kaun sa gunah kar diya maine? I said, which gunah did you leave? Which gunah did you not do? You are asking, which gunah did I do? Which sin did I do? What act did I do? Do self-muhasaba and take an account of your entire day, what you did, what you said, and sit down and see what good deeds you have done today and what filthy and bad deeds. Then ask yourself that, aisa kaun sa gunah kar diya maine? Is lying not a sin? Is backbiting not a sin? Is deceiving not a sin? Is harming Muslim not a sin? Is insulting someone not a sin? Is swearing not a sin? Is hitting not a sin? Is deception not a sin? Is disobedience towards parents not a sin? Is stealing someone's wealth not a sin? Is speaking behind someone not a sin? Is telling not a sin? Is all of these things? And ask yourself that how much you are doing in your day-to-day routine and day-to-day life. Shaving the beard less than the first from, not a sin. Exposing your sitar, not a sin. Intermingling of sexes, not a sin. All the haram things you are doing, and then a person says, what guna did I do? Why am I receiving this punishment from the court of Allah? Why am I being, you know, tested by Allah Ta'ala? Allah, 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 Allah. You are questioning Allah. You are questioning the qudrat, the power of Allah. You are questioning the will of Allah. You are questioning the irada and the, you know, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a Muslim, your duty was supposed to be sami'na wa ta'ana. Ya Allah, we heard, we obeyed, finish. Now whatever happens, inshallah, you grant us tawfiq of having sabr. You grant us tawfiq of thanking you. You grant us tawfiq of passing by through every difficulty. Inshallah, you grant us the easiness. That's how a Muslim is. So we learn the same lesson last week when we were learning the lessons of Karbala, and the same lesson we are learning from the incident of Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi, sabr. You know, a person is losing their life. The most precious thing you have, jaan hai to jahan hai. You have the life, you have everything. He is losing his life, his most precious thing. And at that time he is still saying, no, I am loyal to Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What bigger example do you want of sabr? What bigger example and greater example do you want of tolerance? What greater example do you want of shukr? What greater example do you want of passing by every difficulty and every calamity and every test and every test which comes to you from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Another beautiful narration, it is mentioned, and this is mentioned in Musannaf Ibn Abi Shaybah, that in order to sway Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu away from Islam, the non-Muslims would sometimes tie him and hand him over to the children who would drag him through the streets of Makkah, la'yazu billah. However, irrespective of this, the words Ahad and Ahad, Almighty Allah is one, Almighty Allah is one, would remain on his tongue. Again, another lesson for all of us. O devotees of Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, these are all lessons for you. Subhanallah. There are more accounts and some beautiful accounts which we, you know, will inshallah focus on. And inshallah we will discuss this after the break. We'll take a short break, listen to some beautiful Madani pearls. And as soon as we return, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Respected viewers, I've got a beautiful hadith Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned. And this hadith is narrated by Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu ta'ala an. He reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, guarantee me 6 deeds, I will guarantee you Jannah. Now what are they? Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam further mentioned, when you speak truth. Keep your promises when you make them. Fulfill the trust when you are trusted. Guard your chastity. Lower your gaze and restrain your hands from hammering others. Respected viewers, according to this beautiful hadith, these are the 6 actions. If we give their guarantee, then we have got the guarantee of Jannah from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Always speak truth. Keep your promises and fulfill your trust when you are trusted. And further, we need to guard our chastity. We need to keep our gaze lower, and we need to restrain our hands from causing harm to others. Inshallah, these are the beautiful actions. If we perform, the society will become garden of peace, inshallah. Everybody will live peacefully when there will be no lies, when there will be no mistrust, when there will be no fraud whatsoever. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine when nobody will harm each other through their tongue or through their hands? How peaceful society that would be. This is a complete legislation, a complete code of life given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his society in this jami', comprehensive kalam, these beautiful, comprehensive, concise words. Allahu Akbar, this complete philosophy has been mentioned, where a society can live better, where a society can live peacefully. This is the eloquence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He could give a very small talk, but that would possess ocean in it. The meaning were very deep in it. Great philosophy is hidden in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what can be said about the eloquence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah says, "Tere aage yun hain dabe lache fusaha Arab ke bade bade, koi jaan muh mein zuban nahi nahi balki jism mein jaan hai." Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, marhaba, welcome back to our silsila. And today we are discussing Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Great Sahabi, very wonderful and unique Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learned his fadail, his excellences, and particularly his sabr and steadfastness. Another beautiful hadith I would like to share with you, mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, and the second hadith mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif. Wonderful ahadith. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, on the night of Mi'raj, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the sound of someone's footsteps in Jannah, in paradise, and was told that they were the footsteps of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah Allah. Now what was the reason for him achieving this rank, that his footsteps were heard in Jannah? Listen to the hadith mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif in Kitabul Manaqib. Hadith number 3709, page number 385, the 5th volume. Sayyidina Buraidah radiallahu ta'ala who states, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up one day and said to Sayyidina Bilal, "O Bilal, what led you to paradise before me? When I entered paradise last night, I heard the sound of your footsteps ahead of me." Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala said, "O Messenger of Allah, after making wudu, I always offer 2 units of nafil salah and give the azan. And when my wudu breaks, I perform it again straight away." The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "This is the reason why I heard your footsteps in Jannah." Allah, 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 Allah. Subhanallah. Now look, first and foremost, look at the ilm and the knowledge of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That he knows whose footsteps that is. He knows this is the footsteps of Bilal. He knows about Jannah. He observes Jannah. He sees Jannah. He knows who is in Jannah. He is sahib-e-Jannah and malik-e-Jannah. He is the owner of Jannah. Subhanallah. When he is asking Sayyidina Bilal, "Oh Bilal, what is that action?" And the answer of Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi, that Ya Rasulullah, after making wudu, I performed 2 units of Nafil Salah, which is also known as Tahiyyatul Wudu. And I give the azan, and when my wudu breaks, I perform it again straight away. How simple is this action? Wudu breaks, perform wudu. After wudu, perform 2 or 2 rakat Nafil. In fact, those who fill out the good deeds booklet, the pious deeds, the Nek Amal booklet, you know, in there one of the beautiful Nek Amal is that, you know, today did you perform Tahiyyatul Masjid and Tahiyyatul Wudu? Dawud Islam is giving us these teachings, and where are we getting these teachings from? From the lives of the Sahaba Ikram, from the teachings of the Sahaba Ikram, from the practices of the Sahaba Ikram. So making intention, inshallah, Azzawajal, that when we perform wudu, immediately we are going to perform 2 rakat nafil, you know, which is known as Tahiyyatul Wudu, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, when our wudu breaks, we'll try and make it immediately. We'll always try and remain in the state of wudu. There are so many excellences of remaining in the state of wudu. It's a separate topic. Sleeping in a state of wudu is a separate topic. And there are many blessings. You know, those who want, you can read Laws of Salah, Namaz, Ki Ahkam. There's a booklet method of wudu also. The fadail, the excellences are mentioned there. You will find it on the internet, www.dawudislami.books.net or dawudislami.net, and go to the books department and you will find the books there. You can download it if you have a physical copy. Read the excellence and fadail of wudu that will motivate you to remain in the state of wudu. And obviously this is a big motivation from Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is teaching us that these are the actions which can make you gain Jannah and attain Jannah, inshallah. So inshallah, we will all try to act upon the teachings of Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We make dua, may Allah ta'ala instill in our hearts the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Sayyidina Bilal loved the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, that ishq, that muhabbat which he had is unique, is special. We make dua, may Allah give us, you know, a portion of that love, and inshallah we will be successful in this world, in the hereafter as well. Remember, instill the love of the beloved Rasul ﷺ in your hearts, in your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul ﷺ is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, by Allah you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah Azza wa Jal. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.